could be. Who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It'd make him cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down a block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me.
Hi, my name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California, for over 28 years, and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center. I'd like to welcome you all this week to my radio show, Attitude Adjustment, where I interview inspiring and motivational guests on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We stretch your limits as to what is possible. Each week we tackle an issue and share how to create a healthier lifestyle, live without pain, and embrace small nutritional and wellness changes that make a big difference. This week, I'm very happy to have with me Corey Michelle. Corey, are you there?
I am. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, we're delighted to have you, and I would love to introduce you to our listeners today. So Corey Michelle has an elegance with energy and space. Her intuitive sense dives into the depths of an attitude to unlock it in seemingly non-related places that result in total life changes. I love that. And I love especially elegance with energy. She is playful, fun, and of course, juicy. Breaks the rules of your traditional business coach and helps you achieve the life you came to live, juice and all. She's a facilitator with the dynamic body of work, Access, Consciousness, and Radiant Design. Seasoned entrepreneur, speaker, trainer, and author. Corey plays with space and energy to assist people in creating the life they came to live. So, Corey, I would love for you to start by explaining what is Access Consciousness.
Well, that's a great question. Access Consciousness is basically a body of work that's been around for 25 or so years, and it's full of tools and processes to help you know that you know. So tuning into your own awareness, tuning into the true you, you know, and a lot of like what you're doing on the show and the people that you're having on the show, it's like uncovering what's already there, right? Letting go of what's not you to show up fully as you, and really being the vibrant, amazing, magical, juicy being and creating that life that you actually, you know, would really love to be living.
And that sounds amazing. And you use the word juicy. So I'd love to know what you mean by that.
Well, juicy for me is really, it's like so many people out there are living their lives and it's just the humdrum. Okay. You know, you grow up and you get a job and you make a certain amount of money and you have the white picket fence and then you have the kids and then you have the dog and then you retire and then you grow old. And it's like this life that's sort of the, what we call the American dream, right? But really, is it juicy? Is it fun? Is it what you would like to be living? Is it have that sense of, lightness and excitement and adventure that you would actually like? Like some people are okay with that sort of life and that's great. And other people are like, okay, this is kind of boring. So mm-hmm. Where's the juice? Where's the inner, like your inner self going, hey, I'd love some more adventure here. I'd love to be more self-expressed. I'd love to create something that impacts the world.
So that's really where that. Yeah. So how do you portray that in the work you do?
So in the work that I do is really uncovering what that is for people. So, kind of like soul purpose work, but a little bit different. So it's more like really tapping into all that juices you up, all that excites you. 'Cause you know how, you know, there's certain things that you do in your life that you really love, right?
Yes.
And then when you do them, you get done and you're like, oh God, I feel so much better whenever I, you know, fill in the blank, right? Like mm-hmm. some people, they love playing with their animals or their kids or taking hikes or being at the ocean or whatever, painting. So whatever those things are that juice you up, right? Getting more and more of those things that juice you up into your life on your, in your daily life, including into your work. Right. And sort of aligning that with the future that you'd actually like to be living. So instead of saying, oh, well, I'm only getting a 3% raise this year, you know, and kind of going status quo, it's like, wait, how can we take a quantum leap and actually start living the life that I'd really like to be living now?
Mm-hmm. So can you give us an example of somebody maybe that you've worked with that you did this with?
Totally.
Okay.
So I've had clients on all, you know, all ends of the spectrum, from starting up their businesses. So the infancy and idea phase of their business, all the way up to, people that, you know, have a full-fledged business who want to take it to the next level. But one of my favorite clients, she does some weight loss, like weight loss and body image consulting. And she had a really good business sort of in the medical field, sort of old school Western medicine. And she was really seeing that there was something else that was possible with the work she was doing. And it was outside of the sort of Western medicine model. She was working more with beliefs and energy and stuff like that and getting really great results. And so we literally took her business and developed it into what she was really great at, kind of like what I like to call your superpowers, like mm-hmm. identifying your superpowers. Like, what are people naturally walking away changing in their world? And how is that easy for you, right? Taking those things and packaging them so that she could actually deliver them into the world in a way that works for her, not necessarily based on anybody else's model. And so now she's got a thriving business. She's got a pretty big client base, and just all in a matter of a couple of years, making that transition. Now, it's not always easy, but there's ease within it when you're in alignment with sort of that, what I like to call your generative energy, the energy that juices you up. Then everything starts to change. But what you've got to do, as you probably know very well, is you've got to let go of everything that's not working for you so that you can start creating the life that you truly would like to have.
And that's the very key statement that you just said, let go of what's not working. And that is not easy. And I'm sure listeners who are hearing that right now say, how can I let go, Corey, of what's not working?
That is a great question too. Mm-hmm. How can you let go? Well, some of the areas I could probably go on for days talking about this, but I guess the one place to look is when your words are saying one thing. So you start saying, I'd like to make more money, or I'd like to create a business that's more in alignment with my gifts. Right. But then you say, but I don't want to let go of my job, or I don't want to lose the stability. So what you're doing basically is you're talking out of both sides of your mouth. You're creating two conflictual realities. One says, I don't want to let go of what I perceive as stable. And the other one says, but I really want to do something different that's more in alignment with me. And you can't have both at the same time, like relating to the old context and then creating something new. So you've got to be willing to allow the old thing to change, transform, however it does. And it doesn't necessarily mean you walk into your job and you quit before you've created anything else, but you start to create that the new, whatever that is, start engaging with those activities and that energy and start to be asking questions like, hey, well, what is possible here? And I love how you said it in the beginning of like opening up new possibilities. Starting to play with the new possibilities and starting to let go of the significance. And one of the ways we like to do that is really looking at what is it that we're holding on to, and how are we making that more valuable than what we say we would like to have?
Mm-hmm. So again, give me a great example of that.
All right, let's see here. You know what? I guess one great example of that was in my own personal journey. I had been an entrepreneur my whole life, and I had created, I was really horrible with money, and I created about $150,000 worth of debt, right? And another Ooh. Business, and then, yeah, a lot. That's a Ooh. Lot. So I had created that, and I started doing the Access Consciousness work, and I was like, wait a second, I'd like to create money, not debt. Like, I know I'm really good at creating debt, but now let's actually get good at creating money. And so I started really looking at it, and what I was holding on to was the wrongness of me and the belief that I was bad with money. And so to allow myself to create wealth and to create a booming, thriving business, and to allow myself to receive money versus creating debt, I had to let go of the wrongness of me that I've ever chosen anything wrong, and let go of the belief that I was bad with money. And what was interesting is that when I let go of the wrongness, I could actually see where I was choosing from and go, oh, well, those were just some interesting choices that created a lot of crap. And when I took the wrongness off, I was able to just see it for what it was. And when I took off the belief that I was bad with money, I actually learned that I was really great with money.
Wow. So Corey, how does that impact you today?
So it impacts me today as, I found Access Consciousness about 4 years ago and became a facilitator pretty much right away because I could see the value in the tools and they were working so well in my life. I've reduced my debt over the last 2 years by 50%. I have a thriving international coaching business. I'm able to receive money and create products and services that are in alignment with me, that serve people, that help people create like juicy lives. I have fun. I live in California now. I mean,
okay. Have fun and live in California. Can't get any better than that, right?
Right.
So you just mentioned some products and services. Can you tell us a little bit about them?
Yeah. So I teach a couple of the Access Consciousness classes, the core classes that take you through this sort of deprogramming, because society, as we know, society has a lot of places where we get programmed into, we're not good enough, something's wrong, we're not worthy, we don't deserve it, we definitely can't do it, right? Whatever it is. And so we kind of deprogram you, like, and take you out of that context, really look at where you're sort of operating from or might be feeling stuck or the places you'd like to make a quantum leap, and then start to teach you how to create from a conscious place, from an aware place. Because anytime you're judging yourself, right, you can't actually create a quantum leap for yourself because the judgment is a tether to the past.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're doing that, right, like if you're doing that, then you can only have just a little bit better, right? And you can't have a quantum leap, which is what's possible. And it's funny because I was talking to a friend of mine this morning and she said, you know, you're time jumping. And I said, if that's exactly what you're doing when you take these quantum leaps, you're jumping from where you are to a totally different place in your life to start creating that life now. So it's not linear. There's no linear format to it. Like you have to do this and this and this. It's literally like you just jumped to a whole different timeline.
Absolutely. Corey, we are going to be taking a break, and we will be right back for more juicy energy from you.
Glad you were able to be with us today. We are taking a short break. If you would like to ask our guests a question during the next segment of our show, please contact innerlightradio@yahoo.com or call 310-928-7733. As a doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 27 years and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center, my staff and I are compassionate health experts. Through our integrative approach, we create miraculous breakthroughs in your physical and emotional health using cutting-edge technologies. Along with our inspirational and healing touch, we customize wellness packages to optimize your quality of life so that you can live your best life without pain. You are welcome to contact Dr. Iris by going to her website, www.driris.com, Looking forward to sharing this powerful second part of our show today.
Hi, this is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, and I am very happy to have with us today Corey Michel. And we have just been in an amazing conversation talking lastly about deprogramming. And Corey, you've been telling us a little bit about Access Consciousness. Can you tell our listeners if they are interested in how to find that information out?
For sure, for sure. You can start with my website, which is Corey, Michelle.us. And at the very top, I mean, you've got, you know, a regular website with all my class listings and lots of information. But if you go to the top and enter in your name and email, you'll get a little juicy package that's got the Juicy Life, Juicy Business Blueprint, where it's actually questions. The blueprint is a list of questions that teach you how to engage with the universe to activate the ask and you shall receive universal law. So when you start asking these questions, lots of my clients, I start them off with that. And within 7 days of asking these questions, their life starts to shift. So it creates this different energy and starts to align the universe with the reality and the life that you'd actually like to be living.
Wow. So now, Corey, I understand that you're a speaker, so you do workshops ongoing. Mm-hmm. Yep. That you're a trainer and that you're an author. So do you have specific books or what do you have available?
I have two books that I've been a part of. My masterpiece is still in process, so that'll be available early in 2015. But I was a part of the Manifesting Abundance Conscious Business edition, as well as the Revolution. So two of my stories are in there, which are totally fabulous, packed with amazing authors.
So can you repeat that and how can people find that?
Those are all on my website as well. And it's The Revolution and Manifesting Abundance, the Conscious Business Edition.
That sounds wonderful. So we have been talking a lot about sort of taking the past from what I'm hearing and putting it in the past and creating anew. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. So how would someone be able to take and actually shift that attitude, to actually go beyond?
Yeah, that is another great, you asked the best questions. Well, one of the ways that, that I like to do it is really look at what is it that would people, that my clients would like, right? Whether they're in a private session or whether it's a class, really looking at that and then tuning into the energy of what that will be like, right? So one of the ways I think to change your attitude is to tune into the energy of what would it be like if I created this life? What would it be like if I had my dream job? What would it be like if I was living in a different city, or I was traveling more, whatever the thing is that they really like to create, tune into the energy of that. And then I've got some energetic processes that I run with people to start untangling themselves from the tethers of the past. So we literally like go in and destroy and uncreate these tethers to the past, because they're not just in your mind, as you know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Working with health and people's bodies,
they're
in the bodies. But I also find they're connected to people, they're connected to things, they're connected to other, I'm just going to call them other dimensions of ourself. And so we start to just untangle those things. But the first thing is really start looking at, hey, what would it be like if I was living this life, if I had this sort of stuff showing up in my world? And I wonder what else is possible beyond that. And so in conjunction with identifying that energy, the other piece is really starting to ask questions, because so much of what we're taught here is to come to conclusions. You have to get the right answer, right? And then you can't have the wrong answer. You have to get the right answer. So we're running around our lives trying to get it right. And that's like the opposite of actual like creation from possibility. And when we step into going, hey, well, I wonder what's possible here, versus thinking, oh, this is what I can do, or this is what I have to do, or this is the only possibility, then you step into the universe and the molecules actually contributing to what you're creating, what you're asking for.
Right? Very cool. Yes. Yeah. So in your professional opinion, the two best ways for people to shift your attitude, you just said tuning into energy. Would you say that's number one?
Yeah, definitely number one.
And number two, untangling from the past.
Yeah. Yeah. Untangling from the past / asking these questions. Because it's kind of hard sometimes to untangle from your past, because it's like if you go into the head game of it, then you can like spin around and chase your tail for years, right? And so I would actually say that the second part is one of the ways to start untangling from the past is to start asking these questions and really asking them with curiosity. And I think three of the questions that I love to ask, and I actually ask these questions a lot, is how does it get better than this? Like really, universe, God, whoever you're talking to, how does it get better than this for the good and the bad and the ugly? Mm-hmm. And watch and see when you ask that question, it will get better somehow. It's amazing how fast it works.
So Corey, may I interrupt you for a second? So the question you're saying is, how does it get better than this? And would you actually have people write that down?
I would definitely write that one down. I would put it on a sticky note and put it up in like 5 different places in your house.
Okay.
This is a question I asked about 500 times a day because I was like, I am changing my reality. I will do whatever it takes. And so how does it get better than this? And the other one I would add to it is, what else is possible?
Okay. So your listeners out there in radio land, how does it get better than this? You really need to look at that. Yes, Corey?
Yeah, and totally.
What else is possible? And maybe even put a sticky with both those questions surrounding us.
Definitely. Definitely. I had one of my friends, she wanted to do this class and she was like, no, I can't do it. Can't do it. Because she had all these reasons why not. It was like all these conclusions, why I can't do this. But she really wanted to. And the facilitator asked her, said, you know, well, what else is possible? And she's like, well, I told you it's not possible. And she said, well, what else is possible? She's like, no, are you like a little bit slow? I just told you it's not possible. She's like, well, what else is possible? She's like, wait, maybe there is something else that's possible. She ended up going to the class, getting somebody else to teach the class that she needed to teach, which was a totally different class. And she made $2,000.
Wow.
So when you're willing to ask the questions, the other possibilities will show up. But if you're only willing to see why not, then you really don't have access to the other possibilities.
But yet, Corey, you know, working with patients all day, I still see so many people getting, I call it stuck in the muck.
Mm-hmm. They do. They get stuck in the muck. And that's where, like, if like when I work with clients, they've got to be willing to ask some questions. If they're not willing to ask questions, then they are choosing to be stuck in the muck.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't do much about that if they aren't willing to do something different.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. So when you're working with your clients, do you work one-on-one? You said you do workshops. Could you explain the difference between maybe working one-on-one with people and maybe doing workshops? Can you just give an example of how that occurs?
Definitely. The workshops are amazing. They come in 1, 3, and 5 day classes, and everything from energy modalities to hands-on body processes that change the energy in your body and enable you to change pretty much anything in your life, and tools and processes. You pretty much come out a whole new person at the end of a 5-day class. And then the one-on-ones are really for people who want to dive in and go really fast. So if you have an area of your life where you just want to change and you want to change it now, the private sessions are definitely the way to go. Because we just literally dive in and look at all the energy, start changing it, teach you how to start actualizing a different reality, and it shows up really quickly.
Wow. Now, Corey, if I'm assuming if people do not live, you live in near San Diego? Is that correct?
Yep.
Now, if people do not live near you and they're listening on to this show, how could they access your information?
So they can go to the CoreyMichelle.us website, and mm-hmm. You can contact me as well at Corey@CoreyMichelle.us. I do pretty much my clients are around the world, so I can work with anybody anywhere. And you know what? To be honest with you, lots of people fly in for the live classes from around the country. So it just kind of depends. And then if you're looking for like these questions and kind of what I'm talking about really resonates with you, you can always check out Access Consciousness. We're a global organization, and it's just accessconsciousness.com. And there's facilitators all around the world that can contribute. And if you want the Juicy Life Blueprint and sort of my sort of branding is around the Juicy Life, if that's calling to you, then I would love to contribute.
That sounds wonderful. So, you know, Corey, I keep calling you Michelle. I don't know why.
Lots of people do it. Lots of people
I
do
know.
It.
Well, we have a question from Tony, and let me read this to you. I hope this is a live show. What does the guest think about the law of attraction, and why are there so many of us attracted to narcissistic personalities? What a loaded question. Good one.
Well, that might need a little more time than a couple minutes that we have left. But
yes, you're going to have to summarize that in about 2 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. So the law of attraction, what we're doing is actually working beyond the law of attraction in terms of creation. We're doing the law of creation, creating with molecules, listening to the messages of the universe versus the law of attraction is a lot of like what you think you would like to have. What we're doing is actually creating with the universe, sort of like a rainforest. You know, the point of view of a monkey isn't really it's not the point of view that rules. The monkey is actually working with the whole rainforest. So it's more like a communion versus I want this, so this is what I want to create. It's a little bit different, but it works really fast. And then the narcissistic points of view, what do you love about narcissistic people?
So that's what you would ask
and
somebody?
That's the first thing I would ask is, what do you actually get out of it? What do you love about them?
What do you actually love about narcissistic people? Or can use that not only narcissistic, but another term about that personality, correct?
For sure, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and then also like, why is that a trigger? Like we would actually dive and look at like, what is that trigger and what's beyond it? Because usually the complaint isn't really the issue. As you probably know with bodies, there's always something beyond that initial complaint.
There's something way underneath everything
exactly.
else.
Exactly.
Now, are there any people that would not be candidates to see you or to do your workshops?
For sure. For sure. People who actually don't want to change.
Okay.
Right? Like they're actually not interested in making different choices. Right? And people who aren't a good, like wouldn't really take my classes anyway, are they kind of like the status quo. And they don't really want to change. They might want to make more money or something like that, but they really don't want to put in the work, so to speak, even though it's not really work, but the effort.
I see. What about people that have some kind of are seeking psychiatric care and they're on certain types of medications?
Yeah, it's interesting because a lot of times people that are resonant with the excess consciousness stuff, they're misdiagnosed with medications and stuff like that. So it just kind of depends on if it feels like it would contribute to you, and follow your gut and find a facilitator and let them know what's going on with you. And there might be something that we can help with.
I see. But if someone's on medication and they're also interested in doing this kind of work, that is not a contraindication?
No, not really. Actually, we find that a lot of people who have been on medications, like I said, have been misdiagnosed. And when you tap into superpowers, a lot of times it looks like things that you would put people on medication for.
Wow.
So we kind of deprogram the wrongness of the symptoms, so to speak, and teach people how to use them for themselves instead of against themselves.
Sure.
But it's not everybody, but for some people it might be worth a try, but there's no curing. There's no, like, we're not medical professionals or anything like that. It's all energetics and choice.
I got that totally. So Corey, we only have a few minutes left to our show. I would love for you to share in just a few minutes your final thoughts.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so grateful. And I think that's one of the, like, talk about attitude, right? And I'm sure you've talked about gratitude many, many times on your show, but the gratitude that you have for you, the gratitude that you have for, you know, people in your life, and the gratitude even for the sun shining and the plants and the money coming in and the food that you're eating and the fan, because it's really hot right now in San Diego. Like, the more gratitude that you can have, like the attitude of gratitude, I think the more that you create that sort of juicy life for yourself. So I typically will have my clients make a gratitude list of 100 things they're grateful for. And what if you could be grateful for the good and the bad, everything that's showing up in your life?
That's funny that you say this, gratitude, Corey, because today on Facebook, a friend of mine sent me something. She has to pick 3 friends, and they have to write a list of 3 things that they're grateful for the next 5 days.
Awesome. I had that too.
Isn't that cool?
Yes, I love it. I love it.
I thought that was so cool. Well, it has been such a great pleasure to have you on our show today. We look forward. You can reach Corey by going to her website, CoryMichelle.us. That's spelled CoryMichelle.us. Please join us on the 2nd and 4th Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you will continue to gain insights and inspiration from each of my guests. You are guaranteed to leave with 2 ways you can adjust your attitude. We look forward to our next show on Tuesday, September 23rd, with Dr. Susan Grossman, marriage and family therapist. For further information, contact me, Dr. Iris Rosenfeld. My email is driris@driris.com. And I love to leave with a quote for the day. My quote today is, "When you dance your purpose, it's not to get to a certain place on the floor, it's to enjoy each step along the way," by Wayne Dyer. Have a healthful day, everybody.
Come on, deliver to me. Will it be? Yes, it will. Maybe just by holding still, it'll be there.